We are coming to you again today from the Mercy Health and Recreation Center at the Holstein Reservation of the Lorain County Metro Parks as the WEOL Lorain Palace Theater shines the spotlight on Amherst. We've been doing it since Monday. And special thanks to a lot of the people who've made it happen. Of course, our great sponsors, but also our on-site engineer, Terry, Susie here, our coordinator as well, Alan back at the station, making sure we stay on the air. Also want to thank, before we forget, let's not forget, the folks from the Lorain County Metro Parks, Director Jim Zimnick, Public Relations Information Officer Vanessa Klesta, and the Facilities Coordinator here, Ryan Ladd. And Ryan has been gracious enough to step back in this morning to give us an update and tell us a little bit about what's going on. Thank you again for having us out here this week. We've really enjoyed it.
Hey, no problem. We've enjoyed it, too. We hope that you guys have been able to accomplish your goals by spotlighting Amherst right here in the friendly confines of the Mercy Health and Recreation Center.
Well, we've learned a few new things along the way this week, and also we've actually had a couple people who I think haven't been here before and have been really impressed with the facility.
That's great. You know, we've seen the mayor come through this week, the school superintendent, the public library. So looks like you've done a great job spotlighting the city of Amherst.
Thank you. And we've had a lot of people come in this morning already. Some people are already in the pool. That has to be one of the more popular places to be early on.
Yeah, so, you know, we open up at 6 a.m. We've got 8 to 10 people that, I'll be honest with you, probably need that pool open up a little earlier than 6 a.m. just so they can get to work on time. But they are in that pool ready to go as soon as that lifeguard sits in that chair at 6 a.m. and you know, gets their early morning swimming before they head to work.
Coming up a little bit later in today's program, we're going to be talking with one of your fitness instructors and personal trainers, Linda.
Yeah, Linda Villaggi. She is a certified personal trainer and group exercise instructor here. You know, we offer over 45 exercise classes a week, and she'll touch on a lot of that. But she's a very popular instructor here due to her enthusiasm and her passion for getting people to reach their fitness goals.
And one of the things I did know, I was not aware of this, but she was a finalist for the Pulse Magazine Best of Lorain County in the personal trainer category. And this facility made the top three for Best Fitness Center and Best Yoga Classes.
That's correct. So we were pretty proud of that and pretty excited as a basically only a facility available for 1 year that we cracked the top three of Lorain County. And we will go to a presentation in July and showcase, you know, our benefits of Lorain County as well. And hopefully we walk away with some wins.
You know, people have heard about this facility over the past couple of days, perhaps a little more intensely. But, of course, we've referenced it over time. We were here for the grand opening and the inclusive playground and things of that nature. Tell us a little bit about what it takes to sustain, to make this building operate. You, of course, we see people at the front desk, but I'm sure there are a lot of people who we don't see maybe behind the scenes that make this happen.
Well, first of all, on site here, you know, obviously the front desk is very customer friendly based. You know, we have to make sure our members know that they are valued and important. And another thing that's very important to our members is how clean is the facility. We have a full-time custodial staff here at all times. There is a custodian in the building. And, you know, we get to issues. As soon as a member brings something up, we try to get to that as soon as possible. Then hopefully our custodians actually find those problems before the members do.
And lifeguards as well.
So at lifeguards, we have a full lifeguard staff here that supervise, obviously, the natatorium and supervise the fitness room upstairs for any emergency needs. And then, you know, we also have the program staff, which you met Kalina earlier this week. Myself, we have an aquatics coordinator, Steve Ryan, who is a certified pool operator. And then our membership coordinator here, who also works at Splash Zone as well, as Darcy Chathams.
Speaking of memberships, if people would like to get more information about that, what's the best way?
Well, there's two ways. You can either just come on in and take a tour of the facility, and we can talk you through a membership that best fits your needs. We have options of just utilizing it individually, you know, as using it as an individual, as the pool or the individual fitness room? Or are you somebody that's, you know, only going to take classes here? Or do you think you're going to do a little bit of everything, and we've got something, a package that could fit everybody's needs?
Okay, very good. Again, Ryan, thank you so much for having us out this week. We appreciate the time and the space, putting up our tent in the lobby. And, of course, we could put up three or four tents in here. We've got plenty of room, and you do too. So, again, thank you so much.
No problem. We've enjoyed having you around again.